Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good morning and welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts, 9 a.m., WBT 99.3, 1110 a.m. We are here.
Man, you got that down pat.
Yeah, man, down pat.
You get it? Down pat? Because Christian calls you Pat all the time.
I know.
That is so funny.
I know. I call her Chris. It's kind of a thing we got going on. I feel like we're going down a really interesting road here.
Sometimes I go down mysterious roads.
Dark, mysterious roads. See what's on the other side.
Check stuff out.
Yeah.
I'm like, Reagan, you're trying to get me shot. She's like, you turn down this road. I'm like, oh, I did. Okay.
So you hold her responsible when it goes bad. But I got it. I see how this relationship works.
If there's a pot of gold, yeah, I'm like, man, I found this road.
I see it. I got it. Okay.
They're usually in Gaston County, these roads, in West Charlotte.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't found the pot of gold yet. I'm looking, though. But I'm going to tell you, I pulled my phone out while you were doing all the places that you can find our show.
Are you on Temu?
If you don't catch it. No, we were talking about Temu. Me and the Bright Roadies were talking about Temu on Sunday.
A $10 hooded sweatshirt. That's not
bad. $10 hooded sweatshirt. My neighbor Billy bought it. Said it took him 9 weeks to get. He said it was good quality, but that was the first time he's worn it. I'm going to ask him on his eighth time. I'm going to say, what's up, buddy? But the weather is outright gorgeous.
Yeah, it sure is.
And that's why I pulled my phone up, because we recorded this earlier in the week. But it's going to be 73 today and sunny, not a cloud in the sky. And it looks kind of like we might have a little cold spell early next week. But we're starting to build a base here of nice spring weather. Starting to get like in the 60s at least every general day, maybe in the 70s. I'm kind of digging it.
I thought you were going to talk about your base tan.
I'm a pale man.
Without
a base tan.
But I
don't know if I've ever said this on the show. I was the meteorologist, you know, on the closed circuit TV, whatever the TV was you watched in your classroom.
Yeah,
In middle school, at Wilson Middle School, and then I carried that on to Harding University High School for a year or two. So I think I need to go to the other newsroom where they have cameras.
You could do that. I think we have talked about this, but that was my dream job as a kid, was to be a meteorologist.
My mom always wanted me to be a meteorologist.
I think that would have been so cool.
Something about Eric Thomas.
I don't know. Eric Thomas, yeah.
He was WBT, right? Eric Thomas, he's...
Yeah.
Yeah, old school. OG. Him and Paul Cameron.
You are going old school. I thought you were going to say something, but you just kind of stared at me. I missed that.
Who were the folks on PM Magazine? Bob and Sherry. Was that Bob? That was Bob Lacey. Bob Lacey was before Bob and Sherry, was on PM Magazine. That was like the best television show ever, besides MacGyver. Did you watch MacGyver?
No, that was a little bit before my time.
I think
you were kind of riding the end of the MacGyver wave.
Well, Reagan was a big MacGyver fan.
Okay.
She's close to your age.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on here.
Well, you know, you started talking about meteorology. The first thing that comes to my mind is, you know, Jason Myers, who was so kind. You know,
God bless him.
Yeah.
He was so kind.
He was so nice to us. We would go back there and see him. We were doing the show. Always would take time, man. Whenever you started talking about that, I started getting the chill bumps just thinking about those times.
Yep. God rest his soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
Live every day to the fullest.
Tragic. Yeah.
Because you don't know what's going to happen. Don't take the next hour for granted. And treat others the way you want to be treated. I'll say that at the end of the show. But I was going with, I have an eye for the weather. So usually when I call the weather, it's pretty close because of my experience
when I was
a preteen and a teenager.
That's very applicable.
Yeah. So I think when I say it's going to snow, it's going to snow.
Well, you hadn't said it a couple of years, and I'll be dang, you've been right.
I haven't said it. I do know when it was like when I was a kid, I wanted it to snow so bad.
Oh, yeah.
It would be like 39 degrees, and it was like a 5% chance of snow, and I would have the floodlight on. And I would always go out and see mist at the floodlight. I'd be like, Dad, it's flurrying. He's like, son, it's 39. You're an idiot.
That's so funny. We did the same thing. We had a sunroom at my house where I grew up in Atlanta. We called it the snow light, and it was a floodlight. And I remember plenty of nights where my dad, my brother, and I would sleep out there hoping we'd see one flake of snow. You know, growing up in Atlanta is a lot different than Charlotte. I mean, we got one snow every 5 years.
Yeah.
Which seems like the case here now. We don't ever get any snow. What's up with
that? I think Atlanta gets more snow than us now because it goes down, swings wide low,
comes
below
outside.
The mountains.
Yeah.
Somehow, when it hits the mountains, we must have some volcanic activity in the mountains. And
sucks
mountains
it all
hot.
In.
It hits the mountains, that the cold weather
that, yeah.
cloud turns gets over 34. I know it only needs to be 33, but it isn't even about to snow.
I think it's 32.
It isn't even borderline.
Y'all, it's cool.
The room got quiet. I was testing y'all's weather knowledge.
Wow.
Anyway, this whole segment on weather was sponsored by
the
Roby family of companies. Yeah. And we call it beautiful weather.
Yeah, it is beautiful outside.
Positive
I know that's what you're
outlook.
Trying to get out. Yeah.
You know?
Sunny, nice.
Yeah, and I mean, Ford started baseball practice, second year of player pitch.
Cool.
So we'll see how he does, but that's fun. Kind of
no more basketball.
Goes with the weather. Basketball is over, champions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Yeah. So we got one old school friend of mine and yours.
Not by age. Just
no, old school.
Time. Yeah.
Ron Weatherly is joining us today. And talk about his life and his career, and I think we've been rolling together for like 23, 24 years now. Ron, I look forward to it. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Go back, listen to segment one. We're going to predict the weather for the next week.
I didn't.
No,
yeah,
I'm just joking.
We did.
We talked a little about the weather, though.
We went out about a half a week from when the show first aired.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you listen to it on podcast next year, good luck.
I'll tell you what, listen to it on a very cold and snowy
like
day.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
But Ron's such a podcast radio extraordinaire. I actually forgot this. He was joking about how he normally has breaks, and we're quicker and do different breaks.
I think you might have forgot his last name, too. Ron Weatherly is in the studio.
Yeah. I should have been one doing the forecast, right?
Yeah. You just said Ron.
Oh.
Well,
Ron, it's all good.
We like Ron.
Yeah. It's great to be here. Like, for me, it's almost like I grew up with the Hastings the family of companies to some degree, right? So I think we both kind of grew up together in the business.
Yeah, I remember vividly being out on a job site with you looking at stuff.
Most of the stuff was in the crawl space.
Crawling under houses. I think I crawled with you on a lot of those.
You did.
You weren't scared to get down and crawl. I think one of the first times I did a radio commercial or something was maybe for you at WBT.
Actually, we did bring you guys in for that, and I appreciate that. You were always so kind.
Whoa.
Actually, when I got my contractor's license, you guys, Trent, wrote one of the referral letters, and that really meant a lot to me.
I know that.
Yep.
So, hold on.
I still have it.
Like as a customer testimonial?
Yeah, we did a customer testimonial, and we had Trent on, and he did a great job.
What do you think about that?
That's pretty cool.
I think we need to pull that up.
I do, too.
Play that commercial at some point.
I would like to see that.
I remember the first time hearing you, Trent, on the radio as a radio commercial. You had a... Was it Steve Tinsley do a little like customer testimonial on the commercial?
Maybe.
This would have been back in the day.
I do
before
not.
My time.
I don't. Was it on Rock 99?
I think it was on WBT. I was like, man, I know that guy.
I hung out with him
at a steeplechase. I think
before we worked together.
Yeah,
yeah. I think I recorded a commercial with Ron maybe a couple different times, but the first one was in the basement. In the studio.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
down,
it was.
Down
that's
the
correct.
Stairs.
Yes.
And I was so nervous.
Your voice cracked.
And you like how I did that?
Yeah.
I threw my voice.
That's pretty good.
But Ron's business back in the early 2000s, we shared a lot of business. We'll talk about it, Dry Pro Basement System.
Mm-hmm.
is how we met, and I'll let you talk about that. But his business needed advertising. That's what that's what his business did, how it drove leads and customers. A little different than what Andrew Roby was as a custom residential, more renovation and new custom back then. Now we have other businesses and services and stuff that do advertising. Patrick thinks he's a radio star.
Yeah, something like that.
But Ron, won't you I'd like to talk about how your career and how you got into DryPro and how we met and that time period.
I would love to. You know, for me, DryPro was like a little bit of a dream because growing up, I'm an Army brat, and for people who don't really know what that means, my father's in the Army, and so we moved around a lot. He was going TDY a lot, and so didn't really get to see him growing up other than when he was in between. And so once I moved here to North Carolina, started out with carpet cleaning, and
I remember that. Yeah.
Didn't do too well in that, but customers called me when they had a rain event to suck the water out of their basement. So I started so as I started looking at different business ideas, so basement waterproofing. And so I opened a basement waterproofing company, didn't really know a lot about it. And as a matter of fact, I found out later there's not a lot of basements here in Charlotte, but luckily there was crawl spaces.
That's right.
And they have problems. And so we came in at the right time. But for me, the cool part was being able to, with my dad being, you know, doing some really cool things that he doesn't talk about, but gone a lot. I started the business, and about 2 years later, he joined me, and we built the business together for 17 years, and then he retired again. So being able to, as you know, Trent, build the business with your dad, he was in it, it's just special. And so for me, that's probably just it's a dream come true. And my wife as well, Holly, she was most certainly in that mix, so it was pretty cool.
I didn't realize, number one, that you were an Army brat. I knew your dad was in the Army or in the military, Army. I didn't realize he was gone a lot, so this gave y'all a chance to spend so much time together and bond, crack knuckles and butt heads a little bit, you know?
Our most favorite times are in high shoals outside a fire bucket. You know, the barrels used to burn stuff in, right? At 6 in the morning before GPS because we had to figure out where all the crews are going. You give them maps then. Most people don't probably remember that. But
the map book, yeah.
Yeah, the map book, right.
I did some core aeration in the summer during college, and I had a map book. Yeah, man, page A9. You had to be on top of that thing. You had one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
We bought them for all our people.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
So what year did you start DryPro?
It's like 99.
99. And, yeah. And when you started it as a basement system, was it DryPro then?
No. I bought a franchise. They didn't do what they said they were going to do, so I was able to change the name from DryCo. They're out of business now to DryPro. And just got in business, did a lot of different things. A few years later, I joined Basements, a network company that sold a lot of different products. And from there, just we kind of did crawl spaces, and then we went to crawl spaces, basement waterproofing, then crawl space encapsulation, structural repair, foundation repair, concrete lifting, and it was just a process with kind of all those. We was able to kind of solve all those problems. But funny story, first time I ever really tried to get business, it's at a trade show. So I'm there, I've got this sign behind me, it says wet basement, and people's coming up and they're filling stuff out. So I show up at the house, call, make the appointment, show up, and hey, I'm here to look at your cross, your basement. And the guy says, oh, yeah, it's around here. Walks me around. And I said, no, that's a crawl space. I'm here to look at your basement. He said, no, that's it. And that's when I learned that people don't really know the difference between a basement and a crawl space.
Oh, yeah, man.
So
it's funny, where I grew up outside of Atlanta, everybody had a basement.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it was. I mean, just kind of
your
house.
Well, in the Midwest, everybody has a basement.
Everyone in the Midwest as well.
In our area, really only people that live on
hills, yeah,
incline lots where they can have a walkout basement have partial basements.
Right.
But the two or three sides that are under the ground, at some point, generally over the life of a house, the waterproofing fails.
It does. Or the walls start bowing in as well, right? So,
yeah. Yeah, it's a bigger dilemma in the Midwest where every house, they dig a basement out. And I think a lot of that is for tornadoes and stuff for, you know, protection.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize I it's coming back to me now. You had a franchise. That's how you got going. And then Dry Pro was the name you created. And then you joined Basement Systems, I
guess. That's right. Yeah.
He's a pretty savvy fella, Dry Co and Dry Pro.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was pretty good.
And you should have seen the old logo. Like, it was just tweaked a little
bit. Turned it.
Yeah,
it's,
it's better to be a pro than a co.
I gotcha. I told you he was a pro.
I'm not a co weatherman. I'm a pro.
Hey, we're a co-anchor.
Yeah, we are. I am a co-anchor. I'm like wee little tiny co-anchor. You a pro anchor.
No, I don't know about
and
that.
And you dry. So,
wow.
So you started in 99. When did you think we met?
Maybe 2005. Yeah, 3 maybe.
Yeah, I thought it was a little sooner than 5.
It's probably 2003. I worked, you know, you find people and you know that they're really successful because they help other people be successful. And I was working at a textile plant, and this gentleman, Giles Bill, he knew I wanted to do something else full time, and he allowed me to work Friday, Saturday, Sunday at his plant as a supervisor so I could build a business on the side. And I've always appreciated that.
Man, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good man.
It is.
So for those listening, I mean, hear what Ron just said. How many days a week were you working?
Seven days a week.
To get this going.
And those are 12-hour shifts, by the way.
Exactly.
And I'm sure 7 nights. He's working 36 hours on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We got to go break. We got to stay in line here. TJ's over here acting like he's got a job. yes, sir. Hey. When we come back, I want to continue the conversation. This is so great. Ron Weatherly, entrepreneur, business leader, great friend and mentor. When we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Go back, check us out. You can check the podcast out.
Amen.
LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. We own it, all three.
Patrick.
Like a Charlotte Hornet?
Boo.
There you go.
Wow. Everybody's mad. The Panthers always trade away our really good players.
They traded anybody away recently?
They got Brian Burns on the franchise tag. That was a good move. They got a couple of good.
And then they traded him.
They traded him.
They got him locked in and then traded
him.
Did
they trade him? I didn't see that.
I was having a great day.
I was feeling good about
our defensive back guy.
Yeah, I think he's a defensive end, isn't he?
2 All-Pro.
They traded
the Giants.
I think Trent's starting rumors. I'm not sure.
We tagged him, and then he went to the Giants.
How do you tag somebody and then
de-tag
him?
So you get more for him.
Yep. Yeah.
Lock him in.
Got it.
It was a planned transaction. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not. I got my own problems, my things to handle. I told you. So
he's right. Look at you.
I mean, Luke, who's the singer? Luke Combs? He's all mad about it, you know?
He should be.
But I don't know. Maybe they know more than I know, and they're going to be great again.
Who we get? Did we get Jake DeLone from them?
I was a big Panthers fan during Jake DeLone years.
Yes.
I did go to a couple Super Bowl parties.
This guy in the studio with us, Mr. Weatherly, is a pretty huge Panther fan. I know that.
Yes, I am a fan, but I'm not a happy fan.
Yeah. Disgruntled.
I mean, really?
Disgruntled fan, that's right.
I'm with you on that. I've stayed loyal ever since I've been in Charlotte. I just get my heart broken.
You are a loyal Panthers fan.
It's sad.
I mean, sometimes you wear your Falcons hat.
I don't have any of those.
Straight
anymore.
Out of Marietta, man.
It's dark core down there, buddy.
Golly. If you missed last week's show, Mike Altman.
Yeah.
Alterman. E-R-M-A-N. Great show. Patrick's old college buddy from Marietta.
Yeah, it's cool. I've had a couple of other fraternity brothers I hadn't talked to in so long reach out. They saw it on LinkedIn.
That's great.
Asking about how to
That's
get
what the show's
the
about.
Yeah,
listen,
cool.
If you like the show you think is funny, tell your wife to listen to it, or your husband, or your friend.
Or you Ron know? Weatherly,
That's
our
only
guest.
Where we go. Yeah. So I do want to say something about basements and what water and crawl spaces, because when I came up in the 90s as a laborer, I put a lot of plastic down, you know, keep it off the wall a foot. That was one of my main jobs, because I would crawl in the crawl space like a rat. I insulated a lot of crawl spaces with bad insulation because the old houses built in the 30s and 40s were not insulated in the crawl. Really weren't insulated at all.
Right.
But if somebody had a wet crawl space, you'd stick a couple humidistat fans on one side and pull that air through there. And that was the way you fixed it.
So I'll tell you how I got to crawl spaces. I didn't invent it. I found it after but I showed up, and I remember this so vividly. I showed up at this customer's house, and he was the engineer.
Yeah.
Have you ever met with somebody that they – like, I almost used to charge engineers more because they want to redesign my stuff.
That's
right?
It.
And so – but I show up there, and he's hey, this is what I want. So we put this big fan on his attic door, and he wired the admistat. We put it on there. So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, I've got the solution now because we're seeing this all over Charlotte. There's this raining in the crawl space.
Raining. Like water on a very humid, damp day. Water's dripping off the
insulation, ductwork, wood, saturated,
soaked,
right?
Nasty.
So how do you fix this? Well, we've done everything, and in my head, I was thinking we just need more ventilation. And so when he said, "Hey," I'm talking vent fans, and he's saying, "Well, why don't we just put an attic fan on the crawlspace door?" Okay, some kid's going to stick his finger in there, right?
But wow, but like I was a just, big 2-3 foot attic.
You're
fan.
Talking about the whole of the home door. Fans, right? The thing that would suck everything
he
out.
He had a big crawlspace door, so
okay.
So we put it on.
Engineers,
and he wired it, so I'm not responsible for it. But I tell him, "Hey, I'll be back in a couple weeks. Let's check on it, and everything's going to be good." I left there thinking I found a solution. I show up 2 weeks later. I look in that crawl space door, and I'm like, oh, my. Like, I come back out, and I'm like, you've got a major plumbing leak. I don't know what happened, but.
It was worse.
Yes. We bring in some dehumidifiers. We sealed the vents up, and all of a sudden, it went away. And I was like, huh. And so then we started for a very short time putting plastic down, sealing the vents, putting dehus in. I bought a ton of Sears dehumidifiers, those little cheap ones that
white, the roll around kind of
it's
thing.
A whole process. And then I found the network we were part of, they came out with a crawl space solution, and it was just we kind of moved into it, and we were the first ones to start doing it here in the South. So
like I said, when I was in high school and college, the state building code when I was studying for the general contractor's license was you had to have ventilation in your crawl space.
Yes.
North Carolina state building code.
They just didn't understand that if you bring hot, humid air into a cool area, it's going to do this thing called get to dew point, and it's going to lose all the water everywhere.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so you're sucking in, if it's moist outside, high humidity, a lot of water in the air. The humidistat, what it does, it measures the humidity. When the humidity gets to a certain point, it turns on.
Right.
And the fan starts pulling.
Pulling air, and hot, humid air in.
It pulls the wet air from the outside on the other side of the crawl space and sucks it through the crawl space and touches the insulation, touches the floor.
Yeah, when the hot air from the outside comes in, hits the cool air, it just condensates everywhere.
So it's pulling it from the other side. I gotcha.
And we were able to build a $30 million business off that. Now, it turned into crawl space repair, foundation repair. Like, we were able to fix everything at some point.
Yep.
Floorboards down was kind of our rule.
And I don't understand. I'm just baffled at how this wasn't discovered in the 60s and 70s. They were still doing this, I mean, until I was a teenager, a young adult, I mean, in my 20s.
Well, but I'm baffled why they haven't changed the building code completely yet.
It didn't complete. It's either or, right?
It is.
Now.
It is. But builders, they would rather, people would rather spend money on their kitchen they can see.
Oh, yeah.
Rather than the crawl space,
absolutely.
Right? I get it.
There's nothing better than a clean, fresh crawl space.
Amen to that.
And if you can go down there and sleep and breathe, you know what's rising in your home's good air.
Yeah, it's yes.
So I'm a big fan, and it's funny, old dog can learn new tricks, right? Even my dad was won over with that new technology.
Well, he got tired of crawling around in those nasty crawl spaces.
It was nasty, man.
It is a big difference.
And now, now you have spray foam insulation, which can be done in conjunction with the sealed crawl space, right?
It can. It can go on the walls.
I mean,
we typically put foam board on the walls, but you could also do you could also do the foam.
So you insulate the walls with foam board and then wrap it.
Yep. Okay. It's cleaner.
It is clean. Your crawl spaces, the technology is awesome. So you grew this business from zero, you just said, throughout $30 million. I mean, that's... You grew a business, man. Nobody gets from zero to that. How do you do that?
Good people, as you guys know, right? It's really about good people. We stumbled on a process called EOS. I stopped doing all the other stuff. I had these other businesses. We just focused on one thing and grew our leadership team. And, you know, one of the things that we always did really good was we really felt that if we changed the lives of our employees, that the customer would rather have an employee that was excited and energized to be a part of that company, work for them, versus somebody that was just an hourly doing a job, right? And so we really concentrated on the employees and really worked on our culture and good leadership team, and everything kind of just does what it does. And so,
well, it's cool. I mean, like we said, we have been friends and shared business for, you know, roughly two decades. And we hung out a lot, cookouts with family. That's the true meaning of business. You build a family friendship. And we were in Nary leadership together. You were a Nary president.
Yeah, Ron actually got me on the board. That was my first board seat with Nary. Yeah.
I'm a good sales guy.
You are a good sales guy.
I was so honored to take that call. I remember exactly where I was when you called me and asked me to do that. I never thought I'd do something like that.
That's really cool. So it's a step in maturity and leadership.
Yeah, 100%.
It grew me a lot.
Taking accountability grew me a lot. Oh, it was crazy. And but you know, when you're with the old cronies, I mean, God rest his soul, Reed Harkey and all these guys, we're all struggling to run these businesses and get them. You know, there's a big moat between zero and whatever, 10, 20, 30 million, whatever. I mean, just talking about size. And all we do is cry and talk about the same problems all day. And it's so cool to see you embrace EOS, the entrepreneur operating system for your company, and then as a mentor, Patrick gleaned it several years back, and we're in the throes of it. So, okay, we got to go pay some bills. Will you stick around for the last segment?
Absolutely.
Man, we got Ron Weatherly dropping knowledge in the house. At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are with Ron Weatherly, the pro from Dry Pro. Check us out. If you listen to the last couple of segments, you can hear us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all the places, or just do the old school Google search, and you can get caught up on the show. Trent, we were talking about Nary and the meaning it had in our leadership development, which is substantial.
Amen.
I remember I was walking a job on Lake Wylie when Ron Weatherly, I mentioned this in the last segment, called me and asked if I would be the golf chairperson on the Nary board. Man, I was like, holy
cow.
That
was probably
2011, I think.
The worst delegation he ever made.
Yeah. I thought that meant that I got to go play golf.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I can't wait to tell Trent I'm a golfer now.
Yeah, I think I was on there with Randy's friend Matt that played a very good prank on me at one time. We can talk about it another time. But, Ron, I mean, you've been very ingrained in, I think, Trent's leadership growth and then certainly mine as well. And, you know, he spent quite a great time at Dry Pro. And I know you're doing a lot of charitable things now as well.
Yes, and would love to do more. Kind of what we've picked is the Charlotte Rescue Mission. For me personally, it hits home. I lost my brother, years ago to addiction. It's really a disease. Mm. And they do such a great job there. So every year, given Tuesday, we do $25,000 as a match. And, and the people of Charlotte and greater Charlotte just they just knock it out of the ballpark. And last year was $150,000. I think the year of COVID, it was like $250,000.
Man.
We're blessed and appreciate.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I know that Nary, the past presidents, have always supported since my tenure.
I wonder if they're still slinging
the rescue mission. They are.
Sloppy Joe's.
I've seen it.
Fifth Tuesday.
I've been there.
Fifth Tuesday.
Every month, yeah.
Every so when there is a fifth. A year.
Yeah.
And that was because of Randy Burris, who was a past president one of my very
best. I didn't know it was because of Randy, but he's great, yeah.
Well, I had to give back a little time to the community one time, and I might have got a little mouthy, and somebody said, hey, if you go do this for 20 hours, this is funny. And I was working 70, 80 hours a week. It was right – I was in my low 20s, and – I went and talked to someone, and they said, "This will go away completely if you give me 40 hours of community service." And this was on Monday. By next Monday,
ooh.
I said, Amen, yes, sir, I got it. And I got up and walked out of his office, walked out of the very formal building that I was in. I got walking to my car, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, how am I going to do 40 hours of community service before next Monday?
It sounds very noble.
I work in 70, 80 hours a week, sleeping on the office floor.
And just.
So I called Randy. I called Reagan, and then I called Randy, and he said, you know, Whippersnapper, he said, my brother is a pastor. He's clean. He said he was on his last leg. I kind of had done away with him, and I took him one last time. Jesus imparted this on me, and I took him over there to Charlotte Rescue Mission. And they saved his life, and now he's a pastor, and he's spreading the word. And he said, if you go over there and talk to these folks, tell them that, and they'll figure out a way. And they let me go sort. They get donations of toothpaste and shampoo and all that for their folks in the attic, nastiest attic ever. They tore that building down. Building a new building. And I was in there. I'd go at like 6 or 7 and work till like 1 or 2 a.m. And then on Saturday, I went and did some landscaping all day Saturday and Sunday afternoon, and I got it done. And that's how it started.
Yep. I was introduced to them through Neri.
Really?
So, yeah.
That is so cool. It's so great. I got a good friend who's been on the radio, Mac Wingett. He's a bit really involved over there as well. So it's really cool to see. And there's so many good charitable things to do in town. When I ask people, you know, to support Make-A-Wish or to support something we're doing, and they're like, yeah. Why would I do them? And I'm like, well, that's wonderful. Where are you supporting? And they're like, I hadn't really thought about it. I'm like, well, then stop asking me why them, because it's they're doing good.
That's right.
That is cool. And you have a family.
Yes.
That we know well.
Yes, we got five kids, and three of them are kind of they're doing their own thing now, and we got two in the house still. So
I hear you. And Holly, yep. Was your business partner?
She was.
And one of your kids has an entrepreneurial bug that you must have passed a little bit of that down, huh?
He did. We sold the business last year, and now he's a sales guy for DryPro.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's doing good, Alex. Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. Very cool.
Well, Ron, it's been so good. So many memories come back during this conversation.
Yeah,
it makes it so fun and fond. And also, I learned so much that I don't think I've ever heard today. But I'm going to put you on the spot. Since I look at you as a compass of just being a good person, what is one principle that you live by in your business life and your family life that ties together?
Business and family?
Well,
you know, what's interesting is you can't be one without being the other. So whatever you are in business, you're going to be at home regardless, right?
Art Williams, there you go.
Something that I've recognized recently for me is it's really the boring stuff. Like, it really is. It's doing the boring things that you just really don't want to do consistently with discipline. And if you string those along long enough, really cool things happen. And the other piece is just having a vision. Like, create a painted picture that you can vividly see in your head and share that with people, with your employees if you have a business, or just with your friends if it's just you personally. But just having I call it a painted picture that you can see everything in the future on what you want something to look like.
Amen.
Wow.
So good. Ron Weatherly, it's so fun to catch up with you. Go do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated and carry a smile around on your face. Thanks for listening to the At Home with Roby Show. Ron, thanks for being here.
Thank you,
guys. Have a wonderful day.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.